Congress and EAA come to the aid of hangar homeowners. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for the download. Today, we're continuing a conversation with Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org about the FAA's campaign against runway access for off-airport homes and businesses, despite support for the practice from the owners, the airports, the surrounding municipalities, and even security interests. Congress is now involved and may resolve the problem by simply passing a law which declares hangar homes with through-the-fence access compatible land use. Brent, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let me go back to the letter that you got from Catherine Baxter at the FAA, which she concludes by saying, residential air parks are incompatible land use and through-the-fence arrangements of any kind are strongly discouraged. Your best option might be to construct your own private airstrip without federal funding. It seems to me now that you may have found a better way to address this problem. And tell us about the Community Airport Access and Protection Act of 2010.
Well, we fortunately have a great deal of support in Congress and some aviation-minded congressmen and senators. And Congressman Graves from Northwest Missouri and Congressman Boswell from Iowa have co-sponsored H.R. 4815, which is, as you said, is the Community Airport Access and Protection Act. And basically, all it says is that adjacent residential, non-residential through-the-fence agreements, or land that have through-the-fence agreements, are compatible airport land use. It basically is that simple. And it essentially says to the FAA, look, if an airport wants to have through-the-fence agreements, it's up to that local airport to make that decision, and it's something that's not the FAA's purview. And Senator Inhofe and co-sponsored by Senator Wyden have introduced a similar amendment to the FAA Appropriations Act on the Senate side that says the same thing. This is one of those things that it's a bipartisan bill. It is budget neutral, and the only people that we know of that are not for it is the FAA. And we still don't know why they're not for it. Although they did say in the meeting in Driggs, we would love it to pass because it would be off our plate. We don't have to worry about it anymore. So that was a classic bureaucrat response, but I thought it was funny that they had said that.
All right, let's talk about how people can get behind and support this. Have the alphabet groups been of help to you guys? Have they weighed in on this?
Well, the EAA has been very supportive. The AOPA is trying to be politically correct. And the AOPA has, as I understand now, refused to come out in strong favor of it, but they won't oppose it. They're just being neutral. I'm not sure why. The AOPA has said they have some members who are not in favor of the act, although we've yet to be able to identify any of their members that aren't in favor of the act. But that's what they say. I actually think they're just trying not to irritate the FAA to maintain their political correct position. The EAA has been a much stronger proponent and supporter. And I'm actually meeting with the EAA tomorrow in Oshkosh to help them formulate a formal response to the public comment period on 5190.6B, which is the FAA policy forbidding the through-the-fence agreements. And if anybody wants to make those comments or look at the policy or look at the bills, they can go to our website, which is just throughthefence.org, just spelled out throughthefence.org, and we have links to all these documents and the places where you can make comments and so on.
Okay. What is the status of the bill in the House?
Well, they literally were just introduced last week, so they are marching through the normal sort of procedures that go on when a bill is introduced. I do not know when it might be voted on or anything like that, but I do know that the more that pilots make comments to their congressmen and senators, the better it is. I mean, it's important for them to know that there's a lot of support behind these bills.
Where does this argument go from here, Brent? Will this settle it once and for all? I mean, the FAA seems to think it will.
Well, if either of these bills pass, it should settle it forever. If I was in the FAA, if I was Randy Babbitt, the administrator, what I would do to make the FAA look like they were a thinking organization is I would change this policy or retract this policy immediately and come out with a more reasonable policy. I mean that would be the ideal setting, but you know it's hard to imagine a government agency doing that, but it would be great to see it because that really would be the best thing for everyone. It would be for the FAA to understand that this is a mistake, to admit they did something a little screwy, and to rescind it and come out with a policy that is supports airports economically and supports the use of airports with through-the-fence agreements.
Where does this leave through-the-fence.org if this issue is resolved in that way? Will your organization have anything to do?
Well, we will be monitoring the situation, obviously, but the point of our organization is strictly to overturn the silly prohibition policy of the FAA. I mean, I have no vested interest in continuing this organization if there's no reason for it. It certainly is a time suck on my part, and I've got a kid to raise and a medical practice to participate in. So if the rules change and through the fence agreements are allowed, the organization, as far as I'm concerned, has reached a satisfactory conclusion.
If the FAA did decide to change policy without a push from Congress, I can see one complication. Let's talk more about that in a moment. Brent Blue is my guest. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Paul Plack here with Brent Blue of ThroughTheFence.org, talking about the bills in Congress which would call off the dogs in the FAA's fight against hangar homes. Brent, if the FAA was to change policy without being forced by Congress and the bills were dropped as a result, wouldn't you worry that the FAA could just as arbitrarily reinstate the policy later?
Well, it does, but I think that it would make it much more difficult for them to do that. I mean, from my perspective, they could do both. I mean, we could pass the bill in the Congress, and the FAA could reverse their policy as well. Even if a bill passes in Congress, I guess another bill could come along reversing it. But it's one of those things I think we all have to monitor. And I think one of the good things about through-the-fence agreements, and one of the things that's already happened and is continuing to happen, is that through-the-fence agreements have been shown to be good for airports. And one of the things that we did is, you know, this FAA issue only affects federally funded airports. And there are about 600 airports that are residential air parks around the country that are not that do not receive any federal funds and are not affected by any of this FAA rulemaking or actions. The one thing that is good about that is that we have queried members of those air parks to ask about the various issues that the FAA has brought up. You know, are there noise problems? Are there problems with kids running on the runway or biking down the taxiways? Or are dogs or cats? Are, you know, people driving their cars on the runway? And one of the great things about it is that we've gotten back information that basically says that these are not problems.
Mm-hmm.
They're perceived problems by the FAA, but they're not problems, and there's no experience that those problems occur. Well, we're hoping that if we can have more through-the-fence agreements at airports and that these agreements work well, that the FAA will understand and see that these are good things for airports, not bad things for airports.
Well, if someone is on an airport that is receiving federal funding, or even one that's not and for some other reason comes under attack for through-the-fence agreements, maybe not even at the federal level, where can they contact or interface with throughthefence.org other than the website, or is that the way to go to get help with these problems?
The way to go is on the website, where there's a tremendous amount of written information and materials they can use. I mean, a lot of frequently asked questions are on there, and other documentation from what's happened at other airports where there have been issues. And they certainly can contact me through the website or just at brentblue@wyoming.com. And we will try to do what we can to help them and direct them to other people that can provide information as well.
And if Congress passes either of these bills and it becomes a non-issue, will the website still be around for a while?
Oh, yes. We'll leave it up until we stop getting any hits, I guess is what we'll do.
All right, because it would be a shame to lose that compilation of material there. Well, Brent, we really appreciate your work. Thanks for joining us, and go get them.
All right, thanks so much.
Find out more at Brent Blue's website, www.throughthefence.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.